After the civil wars in 2013 and 2016, several people from Pagiri and Moli fled to Uganda seeking for safety. Many soldiers are said to have looted and assumed homes of the fleeing civilians right after the conflict. In late January, Major General Johnson Juma Okot, Chief of Staff of South Sudan's People's Defense Force, asked all the soldiers to leave the homes of the returnees, a move which has seen hundreds of refugees returning home. Beatrice Ndaru, who represents the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Nimle, says more refugees are returning because there are no more soldiers in their homes.
Been a challenge because when people come back, they are looking on the soldiers, they are fearing, but right now people are, these soldiers are removed away from there. I think they feel that they are secure, they are there in Pagiri, Moli, Opari, Mugali, and Nimule.
Ndaru says the refugees who have returned are facing challenges of lack of essential tools to begin life from scratch. She says there is a need to support the returnees with food, shelter, and basic garden tools.
We have been reporting that this number is coming back, but there is nothing done at our level here to see that the returnees are housed at their home. There is no tool, no carpet, no blankets. NFI is general, not there. So what they do is after coming, they borrow from the people that do not go back or that do return early so that they can start with. If you go and see the situation where they're settling, life is hard, children are outside, there is no water on the ground, they cannot access the health centers because most of the health centers have been even vandalized from our location. So people are finding life is hard.
Filippo Grandi, Commissioner for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, who visited South Sudan in January to assess the situation of the refugees, says UNHCR is working on plans to assist the government to resettle the returnees.
On our side, on UNHCR side, we will help the government make plans for the return of the people and mobilize the necessary resources. All this is necessary because the refugees and the displaced people need to be convinced that it is safe to go back, that they don't have to face risks, violence, especially women, that they're not going to be displaced again, and that there will be resources for their future.
Grandi says about 300,000 refugees have returned and millions wait to see a more peaceful and secure South Sudan to return home. In September, the United Nations Refugees Agency says since the signing of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, more than 205,000 refugees returned to South Sudan, bringing a total number of returnees to 326,481 refugees since November 2017, according to UNHCR data in September last year. I am James Arusi, reporting from Juba.